The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 389.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is an anchor and presenter, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Kavya R. Chavali. Kavya, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
All right. So hi there. Firstly, Sheena. Hello indeed. And I'm so glad to connect with you. I'm doing super because I just wrapped up an interesting awards evening. And here I am having an interesting conversation with you.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad that you're here today to share your story. And Kavya, what's your cultural background?
All right. So essentially, my father being a defense officer, and I'm a South Indian per se, and he being a defense officer, I've traveled around and I've studied in different schools, managed to grab education from different set of schools. And at the same time, I also am a qualified electrical engineer. However, I decided to follow my line in media and entertainment, and that's what I've been very passionate about. So that's what I've decided to be part of. So yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And Kavya, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Ah, that's a nice question. Actually, my favorite self-confidence quote, there's a very nice saying. It goes by, formal education makes you a living. Self-education makes you a fortune. I really love this quote because no matter how many degrees you attain, no matter how much you study in the school, it doesn't matter if you do not apply it on your own, or it doesn't matter if you do not study on your own or grab that knowledge on your own. So even for that matter, what I'm pursuing right now, it's because I have studied so much on my own in terms of being a better anchor on stage, being a better presenter. And I think that is sort of making me a happy person. So yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great quote, right? Because, you know, a lot of people feel like, you know, the only way to succeed is to go to school, get a job, and that's it, right? Not realizing that's just one way of living your life or having success. There's always so many different ways. And I'm not saying school's bad. I mean, if there's something that you love to do, you just go after for it, right? So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
All right. So for me, from what I look at it, you know, self-confidence is something that comes from within. So if there's something that essentially it's got to be with you being happy with who you are and you being true to yourself. Now, that is very important. Now, I would ideally define it as, in case if you're happy with your attitude, with the way your life is progressing, with the way you look at it, then that itself, you know, makes you confident. And, you know, it doesn't matter how others around you are, but you have to be true to yourself. If you are true to yourself, you're confident. And that just shows out.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that great definition. And Kavya, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So before that, I'll be very honest. I used to be very conscious about how people are around me. I would always want to be the kind who would adapt to different situations, different people. I wanted to be part of that group. But then I realized that, okay, maybe this is not working because then I'm trying to be somebody else. I'm not being myself. In my early years, in fact, I used to be very nice to people and I would expect them to be nice to me. And I would think that, hey, this is how life is. This is how world is. You be nice to people and people will be nice. But that's not true because everybody's unique. So that's when later I started realizing, and I'm glad I realized it relatively early in my life.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's something we all go through, right? We're so scared of what other people might think of us. You know, we've been taught to just be that good daughter, the good wife, the good sister, and just do as you're told, you know, not realizing, like, you know, we have our own minds, our own personalities, you know, our own, you know, authenticity to go out there and be the person that we are meant to be. And what was that aha moment in your life when you realized that, like, you could be your own person and have that confidence?
So I'll tell you what, there'll actually be many moments, you know, when you go back and when you reflect. But I do believe that as a youngster, when you're part of certain very important activities, it shapes your personality. One such moment that has defined my personality would be being part of the Republic Day Parade. So me and my twin sister, Ramya, we in fact were the first pair of twins ever to be selected for the Republic Day. Now, this is like 11 months of grueling camps. You have to go through all the rifle shooting, all the parade, all the squad drills and stuff. And it's physically very taxing and mentally as well. Now, sticking through all of that and making it to the RD parade, representing my state and also being selected as the All India bestseller. And that's when it hit me that, hey, you know what? I mean, I think I am up to something really good in life. That was one aha moment for me. Also, another thing being that, you know, when I joined a top MNC after finishing my engineering, I was certified as one of the youngest trainers who could actually train the vice presidents of the company. I was a certified Carlson trainer in behavioral skills. Now, that was another moment because I realized it's purely based on talent. You know, nobody taught me how to become a trainer, but I certified myself and I was one of the youngest. That was another very defining moment.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And it's amazing what happens when you just go out there and give your all in what we can produce and create in our own lives, right? And, you know, because of these realizations, what's your life been like now?
Oh, yes. So I do believe that, you know, every step that you take, you know, it really shapes you in some way or the other. It really, I would say, adds up to your personality. So, you know, when I look back into all these memories, all these experiences that I've gathered, it's just made me so much more confident and so much more able. And, you know, when you look back and reflect in your life, you're like, hey, you know what? I've done my bit. And I'm still continuing, you know, to do that because, you know, you don't want to merely exist in this life. You want to live and you want to live to the fullest. So every experience that's adding up, I think it's just making me a better person. And it's, in fact, making me accept who I am. And most importantly, it's just giving me this one word called gratitude. I just want to be super duper thankful for the fact that I'm able to live such an awesome life. And yeah, I'm going to give credit to my parents. I'm going to give credit to myself and, of course, the society. But I'm having a blast and I'm really thankful to the society for that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great you're out there doing what you love and enjoying life at the same time. And caveat to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
I definitely want to share with, you know, my fellow colleagues out there is that, you know, we're in the age of social media where we're influenced by numbers, analytics, followers, likes. You know, many times it so happens that people look at their Instagram profiles and when they see their colleagues, they're like, hey, she's got more number of followers. Now, that doesn't, you know, you really can't see people's number of followers and decide that that person is a leader. Maybe that person is just doing right for their own target audience. And you know what? We're so influenced by numbers that we just want to be in the number game. That really doesn't make sense. No, it's not going to last. When you make memories for people. And that time, nobody's going to sit and say, hey, you know what? Meet Kavya. She had X number of Instagram followers. No, they're going to say that, hey, meet Kavya. This is how she's to treat people. And this is how she's to talk to us. So I think one thing that I really want to inform everybody out there and probably share is that don't go behind numbers. Don't worry about who's craving in as much attention. Do your bit. And when you're doing your bit, you're going to be the right way. You're going to go the right way.
Awesome. And that was a great tip, especially, you know, in today's world where we're so consumed with social media and numbers and stuff. It's just a great reminder to just look back and just say, hey, you know, that they're just numbers. You know, if you're being true to yourself, everything else will fall into place. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, yes, I do have my website, which is www.kavyaarchavli.com. And in case if you're following me on Instagram and Twitter, that would be @. The handle would be @ Kavya R. Chavli. And, well, my Facebook is Kavya R. Chavli official page. I mean, I'm all there and I'm always happy to connect with awesome people like you, Sheena, and, of course, all the awesome people out there.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Kavya, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Kavya's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I really just want to thank Kavya for taking the time today to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheena. In fact, thanks so much. And I'm so glad what you're doing is really awesome because it really gets us to connect with such super people and actually go through their profiles on your website. You know what? Kudos to you as well. And I'm super glad that I've got to connect with you as well.
Thank you. And it was really an honor to have you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.